Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Now to begin, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
And first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Don't know. Don't have kids in school.
Oh, or based on what you've heard or what you've seen, what people have commented to you, what is your impression?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Too high.
And is that much too high or somewhat high?
Much.
Thank you very much. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters if in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying in-demand jobs. Now, knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you would vote yes or no to each of the following three bond options. Option one is a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but would have
no.
to, is that,
it's a no.
Yeah, but we have some of the school building projects, still a no?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, it's just that for every $100,000 of home value, but would have some of the school building projects. Is that still a no?
That's still a no.
Okay, thank you. The next one is option two, an $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in higher property taxes equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would pay for many but not all new school building projects needed?
No.
And option three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which would meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district?
No.
Thank you very much. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building and repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demands for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
No. No property tax increase, period.
Thank you. Now, following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overheard costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you very much. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes on... Fuck yeah.